Checkmate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap'n J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Along with the fastest man in Northbrook, Jesse Rogers. In for Cap, I'm J-Hood. That's still the case in 2023, right? Still the fastest?
Among 50-plus-year-olds, for sure. 50-plus category, I'm in.
But I knew you when you were 22, though. The fastest.
That was real.
Yeah, that was real. You absolutely.
You have to understand what Northbrook is made up of.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Time for Shot or No Shot, as brought to you by Cap.
That would be Club Hawthorne Betting Bars, featuring horse racing, video slots, and sports betting throughout Chicagoland. We say good morning to Shea W. Norling. Good morning, boys. Jesse, a pleasure. I see the sunglasses indoors.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's
Miami
changed
Vice today, huh?
I'm back. I'm just getting ready for the day because it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, but on top of that, the reason why that my friend here of 25 years wears shades. He wants to hide the shame of the stuff that he says. Hide the shame, ultimately.
That's definitely one reason.
Hiding the shame. All right, time for Shot or No Shot.
Hot take shame. I like that.
It's like a walk of shame outfit here that Jesse's got going.
He just bellied up
from whatever watering hole he was in last night.
I don't need the text from Home Depot that the package is coming. Just send it.
Yeah, no, don't. You get a text for everything now.
I don't need
you?
A text for that. Just if there's something from Home Depot, just send it. I don't need that. It's on the way, and then it doesn't come until 8 o'clock. All my mail comes like at 8:30 at night.
Really?
You know? Absolutely. We're the last on the route. right before closing time, before they
ours
go to the bar.
Comes like first thing.
Yeah, ours are every like when you settle in for the night, right? All right, a little sports, a little tea. Ding
you see
dong.
The mail.
It's Maniscalco. Like, what the hell? Who the hell is that? Who the hell is that?
Who delivering your mail? SWAT? Late at night?
They got the miner's cap on. I mean, seriously, it's like they got a light on the cap.
Do they come with a warrant?
I mean it's scary, right? Because you think it's something wrong.
Right.
8:30 at night, you're not expecting anybody?
That's right.
Ding dong.
That is the Maniscalco bit.
Take a look at the video. That's UPS. What the hell? Like, what's going on here?
Put your hands down! Put your hands up! Here's your mail, sir.
It's just a package.
Seriously. Here's Shea Dorling.
All right, boys, let's get started with Shot or No Shot. We know that the Bears will have the fifth easiest schedule in the NFL by Vegas win totals. But with the announcement of the international games and the Bears not being included, we now also know they will have the third fewest miles traveled. Now, the bottom three in travel last year were the Steelers, Ravens, and Lions. All three of those teams won at least 9 games with either a rookie quarterback for the Steelers, no Lamar Jackson for the Ravens, or a 1-6 start for the Lions. So shot or no shot, the limited travel for the Bears is a legitimate advantage.
That is a no shot. It's a no shot. And the reason why it's a no shot, Jesse, is because if travel as far as Seattle or as little as the Bears, you still got to get it done on the field. And you're going to have home opponents, you're going to have road opponents. No matter where it is, you got to be ready to play. And I just think that less than half the time, the Bears will be ready to play and win for this upcoming season. And you know where I'm going with that when I say less than half.
Yeah, I'll say shot. I don't like the word legitimate. That gives it a little bit more credence. But I'll just say shot because over the years as a reporter, I've always used this phrase, I'm a schedule guy. When I look at the baseball schedule, a lot of times I can see when a run might come or something negative might happen, just the way things go. I'm a big, if you go out west, it screws you up when you come back, all that stuff. So I'll say shot, but I'm not completely convinced of it.
Jesse, that's baseball and hockey. That's when you see the schedule come out for the Cubs, Sox, or the national games, you see the ebb and flow of what you have to go through, right? Why are the Sox playing in the Midwest, got to go out west and then go back to the South to come home again? That's an arduous, difficult trip for somebody.
I know it's one game. I know. I agree. Yeah. I still think that, Shea gave you the numbers on these other teams that didn't travel and started poorly and had good years. That's why I say it's a little shot. It's a little advantage. It's not like a legitimate difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs, but I'll say shot.
How about this? For most teams, that might be the case. The Bears, they're growing. May not matter.
Well, it may not matter also because the Bears rarely have bad travel years. I know they didn't have a great one last year, but because where they're located. When I talked to just tangent here, talked to baseball players that used to play in for a West Coast team and now play for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like Eric Hosmer and Bellinger, both are like, this is amazing because the travel is just so easy.
Yeah.
And actually, the players are complaining a little bit about the new schedule. Because they played in the division so much,
yeah.
But now those West Coast teams have that much more travel because they've eliminated, you know, a set of in-division games. So anyway, all that combined, I know players like little travel. I'll say a little bit of an advantage.
All right, Shay.
All right, boys. ESPN's Matt Miller listed his top 100 picks in the NFL drafts, and the Bears had 6 of their picks in the top 100. That's the second most of any team. Darnell Wright was the highest-ranked Bears pick at 16, but shot or no shot. With 6 picks in the top 100 and the second most of any team, you do believe that the Bears have one of the 2 best drafts in the league.
That is, on the surface, that is a shot. On the surface. And again, this is just based on, this is just not necessarily based on the player as much as it is the need for me. I think that they hit on a number of really solid players. You got a running back, a backup running back from Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, in Johnson, you got, I think, arguably could be the best offensive lineman in this draft. Okay. So then from there, you look at the defensive tackle. And I think that they did well, especially the top part of that draft for the Bears.
Normally, I'd say no shot because a team that gets a franchise sort of altering quarterback would automatically be ahead instead of, like, the right tackle, which I love, you know, a great right tackle. Sure. But, like, let's say Peyton Manning was in this draft and was taken by the Colts. I would have said no. It's got to be a team like that would have one of the best couple drafts. But we don't really have that necessarily, so I'll say shot as well, kind of reluctantly. I'll say shot. It could be at least within the top 5 of draft classes.
I'm excited about Darnell Wright, about Dexter, the defensive tackle, also Pickens from South Carolina. You know, Shay, you know what I've not talked to you about? I haven't talked to you about Stevenson, the corner from Miami. I have a big question mark. I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know what he – like, I know you have to bolster your secondary and get younger in that spot. I'm actually more excited about the linemen in the 3 of the top 4 picks for the Bears. I don't know what to expect from Stevenson.
The corner thing is interesting. Like, Tyrique Stevenson, everybody you talk to about him, everybody you look at, if you read, when you watch, great player. Everybody thinks it's a great pick. My issue with it was more you took 2 corners last year with Brisker and Gordon, and they both hit. Yeah. And then in the 3rd round there, I think – you got to just be taking a guy who's going to be a high-impact starter, and I don't know that the value is there positionally, but I don't have a big problem with the pick.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect there, but I believe Pickens will be talked about. 3rd-round pick for the Bears, defensive tackle from South Carolina. Wright, Dexter, Rashawn Johnson will just add to the running back room, so I think that's a shot. I wonder who the other one is, though. Shane, if the Bears won, who else is in there?
Colts had the most with 7.
Are the Eagles in that conversation, you think?
I think the Eagles probably, yeah, but they're so good already. They had 4. It was the Rams, Bears, Colts, and Titans that had the most, and Niners that had the most in his top 100.
Yeah, but you know what the deal is with the Eagles. I mean, if Jalen Carter is generational and not a problem guy, that's a win.
Well, Jalen Carter's getting sued.
I know.
And he was repping Blood Gang in a social media post yesterday. So
he was, I'm sorry, you doing what?
He was repping Blood Gang. That was the tweet that I read.
Rep your shit.
Oh.
Careful now. Hang on. Hold on.
I'm not saying it's a win for the Eagles just yet, but if it is,
that's
a big one.
Jesse's going to run out of here. Be careful now, Jay Moore.
Are we being robbed?
Jesse, like, I'll be right back.
he had the Kenny Smith swivel to the chair.
It's a good thing he has his sunglasses on, or we would have seen his eyes bulge.
I have my sunglasses on to hide the shock. Thank you, Kenny Williams.
It's like I saw him reflexively reach for his door lock. He was trying to roll his windows up by reflex.
I did a little second take.
Jay Moore is all well? All is well?
All is well.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
What else is next?
All right, so there's this guy, apparently, Mason Dodd. And normally, this guy would not track into Shot or No Shot when he tweets something like this. He tweeted, please don't think DJ Moore to Justin Fields is the same thing as A.J. Brown to Jalen Hurts or Stephon Diggs to Josh Allen. This attracted the attention of Micah Parsons, who said, how isn't it? And then added, have you looked at the stats before Stephon got with Josh and AJ got with Hurts? Without a true number one, these guys weren't top three of the league. Shot or no shot? Parsons is right. This is the same thing.
Shot. Yeah, shot, definitely. This is, I mean, Marvin Harrison wasn't Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we could go down the list. No, there's definitely a shot of that. Absolutely.
I hope so, Jess.
We all hope so. Our whole lives are banking on this.
I'll say shot, Shay. I'll roll with it, but that's the hope. I'm not even going to hesitate. You know what? That's a shot. Because, and again, more on DJ Moore than Fields. Because DJ Moore is the best wide receiver the Bears have had since Johnny Morris.
Amazing.
Look at the numbers, man.
The bar is so low that we have to go all the way that far back.
I'd hit you with a Marty Booker, but that's not the same.
Right.
Marty Booker.
That is just a name you pulled out of nowhere.
He was wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Marty Booker.
Yeah, Marty Booker. Remember those days? Oh, my God.
Shouldn't Danny hire a Marty Booker, bring him back in the fold?
Yes.
All the old Bears are coming to the Bears Network now.
Post-game show.
Marty Booker. Bring in a Marty Booker. Marty.
Peggy, Yurko, and Marty.
Marty, let me ask you a question. Being a wide receiver one, what was it like running that 4.9?
He'd be like 4.9. I don't even know if I broke five.
Marty Booker. Bring in a Kurt Conway. Bring him back into the fold.
How many people around here are going to be drafting DJ Moore like really high in their fantasy leagues? Just on a hope and a prayer that those two are the next great combo team.
I should ask you, Shay. Like, that would be in the top 10 of people's drafts? And if it's 10?
Oh, no. Maybe first round. Maybe not first round. Probably like round three, I would think.
That late for DJ?
Yeah.
Guy had a great year last year with nobody really. A
lot of good receivers.
So not a good season for Fields and Moore together.
Well, that's not what that means. It's just he's not going to be in the top 10 picks.
But that, my point is, around here, I bet he's taken much higher. Just because you want a bear receiver with Fields. You want to root for that.
You can draft with your heart or you can try to win your league.
Well, that's probably why I never won mine.
No, I was just talking about as far as wide receivers taken in the draft. Not top 10 overall.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wide receivers taken, Shay. What do you think?
That's all I meant.
Let me put it together in commercial break, and I'll bring it back in around the NFL.
No, there is no commercial. Call Miller.
I'm doing my respect to Meller, the fantasy football expert at the station. I'm doing my own damn rankings. You ask Snorling, you get Snorling's fantasy football rankings.
I don't play fantasy football. I'm going to say between 5 and 10, right? For sure.
I was going to say like in between 1 and 10, I'd say 10.
Okay, so closer to 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my feeling, my initial reaction.
Okay.
But we have to wait for Shay.
Okay.
Because that'll be the top of around the NFL. He'll tell us where he'd draft DJ Moore as far as that wide receiver stake draft.
Right.
Like on a run on wide receivers, where would DJ Moore be? That's the question.
It's got to be top 10. Got to be.
Around the NFL, coming up next with Jesse Rogers, Jay Hood with you on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Time to go around the National Football League right here on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. Jesse's in for Cap. We're with you until 10, and then Bleck and Abdallah from 10 to noon. Carmen Yurko from 12 to 12:30 into White Sox baseball as they take on the Royals. After the game, it'll be Waddle and Sylvie, followed by Bears Weekly with Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. And then it'll be Shay Norling and Tyler Aki with the NFL Bears Schedule Release Show. It's Bears Weekly Overtime with Shay and Tyler at 7 o'clock. Then it is Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 10 right here
on Chicago's Home for Sports. Around the NFL with Shay Norling. Shay?
Well, let's pay off the tease. If you missed it, we talked a little bit about how Micah Parsons compared, somebody else compared. Don't think that DJ Moore and Justin Fields is the same as Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen and AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts. And Micah Parsons said, why isn't it? So that brought us to a conversation of where DJ Moore will rank among wide receivers. And just from a fantasy football perspective among wide receivers, Hoodie, to answer your question, I would have DJ Moore ranked about 15th. That's not disrespectful, I don't think. That's pretty good. There's just a lot of good receivers.
All right, here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. With more, here's Shay Norling.
For the record, I am in the top 10. But that's me kissing butt.
Here's Shay Norling.
That's Jesse drafting with his heart.
Here's Shay
for
Norling.
For sure,
here. Here on the home of the Bears, here's Shay Norling.
I would definitely move him up five notches.
Still can't get to him. We turn now to Shay Norling here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Shay.
Hoodie, Jacksonville, we talked about a little bit yesterday. They will play back-to-back games in London. Their stadium renovations that are coming up could force the team out of Jacksonville for 2 years.
Okay, so let's draw a line to where we talked about 24 hours ago, as a matter of fact, with Courtney. We were wondering why the Jaguars are going to be out back-to-back weeks, Jesse, in the U.K., like, it's one thing to have 1 week there, back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't really have a home, Shay, then I guess you're expendable, that you're just going to be a vagabond just going from place to place. They'll find a place in Florida to play, I'm sure, but just it was weird to see that quirk in the international schedule where the Jaguars have to stay in the U.K. for 2 weeks, back-to-back weeks. So clearly, like the Montreal Expos, really no place,
no home.
Nowhere to really go.
No place to go, for sure.
Stadium renovations at TIAA Bankfield Stadium, Shay?
Yeah, it's the mayor of Jacksonville said that the renovations could cause the Jags to play their games elsewhere for 2 seasons. He said that 2 years is the goal. The timeline would make that 2025 and 2026, but that's a best-case scenario. They are looking at local sites that could accommodate them for at least 2 years.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, it's not 2 years in London, is it?
No,
it'd be
Orlando. Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He said they're looking at sites in Jacksonville. I can't imagine there's a bunch of spots in Jacksonville where you can just drop an NFL team.
I've been there. I've
no
been there.
No chance.
It's Midlothian with palm trees. It is. It is.
Where are they going to play? At a high school stadium? How are you going to do that? Yeah.
So this from Florio. If the Jaguars are knocked out of their current venue and there's no suitable alternative in town, which I would imagine there won't be, the choices would be Orlando. I guess they'd play at UCF.
Sure.
Or London.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of them playing all their home games in London.
Well, I'm sure the fans don't either. They'll play wherever they can maximize the profit, I'm sure.
Florida.
Whatever the answer is, it follow the money. That's where they'll play.
Yeah,
I assume that would be Florida, but I don't know.
I've never understood or liked the idea of an NFL team playing full-time in the U.K. It makes no sense travel-wise. You do Canada first, you do Mexico first, but you don't go all the way to the U.K.
You think we're headed that way? Full-time NFL team there?
Go back to the league. Go let them have the league
there. I think we're probably headed that way.
I don't think that makes sense for travel. Just doesn't. I don't like that idea. You want to expand in North America. That's what I would say.
Well, they would do, two or three week road trips here probably, and then be home for like a month.
Hey, fair.
I don't know.
All right, Shay, what else do we have?
We have a couple more schedule announcements.
Uh-oh.
The Chiefs, this was announced by the NFL, the Chiefs will host the Raiders on Christmas Day at 1 o'clock Eastern. So noon kickoff for Chiefs-Raiders Christmas Day. We have two of the three Christmas Day games official, Chiefs-Raiders and Phillies-Giants, Kansas City and Philadelphia.
That's Garoppolo with the Raiders, right?
Yes. Well, we'll see.
If healthy. if the handsome Garoppolo can stay healthy.
Is this a weird take? I actually don't like division games on those national Thanksgiving days or Christmas. I kind of like.
Why?
I don't know. I don't. Philly, New York seems very regional. Like, let them play that on a Sunday at noon.
Coming from the guy that covers baseball.
I like.
There is no such thing as regional in the NFL.
I don't know. I don't like the division thing on Christmas or Thanksgiving. I like two completely, you know, AFC, NFC, whatever it is. Maybe I'm just weird.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no question you're weird.
Because I just like all the storylines of Philly Giants. Let it happen over there. Eagles, Giants.
I just find it hilarious that you're criticizing the NFL for being regional and you cover baseball.
Well, I know, but I'm just, maybe that's why I'm so used to
what?
Cubs and Pirates 19 times a year, although that's changed this year. I don't like the divisional games.
What happened to the Pirates? They had a nice start.
Yeah,
what happened there?
Falling bad.
All right.
Falling on hard times.
Is there any other leakage, if you'll pardon the expression?
Please. The Lions.
You got it there, Jay Moore.
The Detroit Lions will open the season in Kansas City. They will play the Kansas City Chiefs start the year on Thursday night. So that we know the Lions will have at least one primetime game. The Lions will kick off the National Football League.
That's how far we've come, Shay, your team.
Do we have to pump the brakes a little bit with this team? Like, the national media darling, I get it, but, like, starting the season with the Detroit Lions. Last year was Bills-Rams, which was, like, this highly touted potential Super Bowl matchup. I guess it's the same thing with Lions-Chiefs, but it seems like we're cart in front of the horse here.
Let's predict the line. Chiefs minus 7?
5.5.
Only 5.5?
And the Chiefs at home will blow their ass out.
Well, you think so?
No question about it.
Oh, I don't know. The Lions seem like one of those.
Night? Oh, that's the lights are too bright for the Lions there. I'm not saying they're going to have a bad season.
You might be right.
Kansas
you might
City,
be right.
The way that place rocks?
Yeah, but sometimes it's, you know, do the banner, the rings. You know, it's the MJ opening night theory, right? They don't always play their best when all the hoopla's happening.
Brother.
And especially at home. Kansas City doesn't always cover that spread at home.
Never.
I think that they'll be fine.
Okay.
I think against the Lions, they'll be fine.
I smell a little bet between you and Cap.
Maybe me too. I got to tell you,
please. Please.
I know it's May, but this one just reeks of Lions go in and pump the narrative.
Both of them drinking the Kool-Aid early.
It's ridiculous.
I get it. I understand why, but I also see what Hood's saying. Like, at the end of the day, that score is going to be like 31-17 or maybe much higher than that, actually. Probably a lot higher than that.
My opinion is if they stay healthy, the Lions are going to win the division.
Not week one, though.
It's not week one, no, but they're going to have a fine season. I was really impressed by, who couldn't be impressed by the Lions?
Right.
Especially at the end of the season. They take on Green Bay. They have nothing to play for, and they beat Green Bay's ass on the road. And knock Green Bay out of the playoffs. That's what happened last year. Yeah, so I'm impressed by what they've done.
Doesn't it feel like the Lions are 1 year ahead of the Bears? Like, the Lions should be playing for the playoffs this year.
Maybe several.
Bears are 1 year behind them.
That's what I always say.
Maybe several.
Don't be a hater.
I don't think so. I've always been the guy, Jess, that several doesn't exist in the NFL. You're always one year behind.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
Yeah, there's no two in the NFL. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, if you're at the bottom of a rebuild,
several is like three. A couple exists. Several. We're getting to be too much.
Several is two or more, Shay.
If you're at the bottom of a rebuild, you're several.
Several is more than one.
Yes. Yeah,
it's true. It's two or more.
Yes.
That's
by definition, several means three or more.
No, it's two or more.
I don't care but
it's
what
by definition.
Yes,
I don't care whose definition
exactly. I would say several is more than one.
Yes. If you have a cup of coffee, I have a cup of coffee.
That's at least two.
Are there several cup of coffees here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A couple is two. Several is three.
A couple is two. Several is just more than one. Could be 10.
That's exactly right. Yeah, again,
it's literally defined as three or more.
We don't care what it's defined. We're telling you what it's defined.
Yeah, there's several cup of coffees.
I'm telling
here.
You, you're wrong.
No, that's fine. You can say that. But again, with the blood pressure at 120 over 80, several is two cup of coffees here. It's two. Two is several.
If you said I have several cups of coffee here, just someone off the street would say, oh, you have three. No way.
No, they would think you'd have three or more. But if I told you I had several cups of coffee, you also wouldn't think I only had two.
And this math class is sponsored by?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Wait, it's two cups of coffee. There's several here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, you know. What you do is that you say your piece and then you just keep moving.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, just
you
move
learn
on.
That being next to Cap.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
He's got to do your thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I know he's moved on.
Yeah.
He's got something else going on in his head.
What else do we have?
Bucks running back coach, I think this is quite the quote. The Buccaneers running back coach said publicly that Zeke Elliott needs to understand he's going to have a lesser role. They haven't even signed this guy. Nobody has signed him. And this Buccaneers running backs coach is coming out and going, you need to understand something, pal. You're going to be a lesser player.
Fair.
Yeah, it might be fair. A little out of line, though. You don't usually hear coaches say that publicly. He's a free agent, right?
Yeah.
You don't usually hear coaches say that.
Especially in 2023. You don't say it like that.
Yeah, let your actions speak louder than your words. Someone signs him. He has a lesser role. You don't have to say it out loud.
Yeah.
You know, it's my opinion.
By the way, this cup here, is it?
That's just one cup.
This one here.
Is yeah.
This Jay's? Is this your cup here?
Yeah, it looks like mine.
Yeah, I'll throw this in the garbage. So now we have a couple of cups of coffee here.
Exactly.
Instead of three.
Instead of several.
Yeah. No, just a couple cups of coffee. There's one there, several cups in here.
I mean, most of the time you use couple for two, but I have no problem saying I have several cups of coffee in here and it's just two.
You know who has a problem with it? The dictionary.
Yeah. And what's the dictionary source?
Yeah, they just made it up.
Exactly. And that is Around the NFL right here on ESPN 1000. The dictionary is like, now it's a supreme source. Have you seen the news lately? You don't trust anything.
Exactly. Dictionaries are fake news.
Oh, my God. At least that's what I'm told in some areas of the country. It's another book that they're burning.
Right.
And now we got Deal Breakers right around the corner. You never know what you're going to get from Deal Breakers. It's coming up. Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, also 100.3 FM, HD2.
Here's today's headlines with Captain Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox, they lost to the Kansas City Royals last night by the score of 9-1. Sox look to split the series against the Royals today. Pre-game at 12:30, 1 o'clock start right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs avoided a sweep by the last place Cardinals with a 10-4 victory. Justin Steele and sex appeal. Six innings pitched, 7 hits, 3 runs. ERA now 1.82.
Could be the all-star starter for the National League. He's that good right now.
At least make the team.
If nothing else.
At least make the team.
Maybe the first guy out of the bullpen after Kershaw.
Exactly.
We'll keep a close eye on that.
By the way, he's having a good year, Kershaw.
Keep a close eye on that because Steele joined Clayton Kershaw as the National League's only six-game winners, 6-0 record. The Knicks and Warriors both held off elimination in Game 5. The Knicks beat the Heat 112-103 behind Jalen Brunson's 38 points. The Warriors beat the Lakers 121-106. Curry led all scorers with 27. Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
Time for Deal Breakers here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap, Jay Hood with you. Hope that you're going to have a great Thursday. Don't forget, it's Bears and NFL schedule release day. We're going to have coverage all day right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Deal Breakers, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, let's start with this. You recently attended a family party that you were really excited about because your family lives far away and doesn't get together very often. You do have a fiance. She hasn't met your family a ton because they live so far away, and she doesn't go with you because she has a work emergency. A few weeks later, you get together with some friends, and one of her friends accidentally reveals she actually spent the weekend on a girls' trip, and she didn't tell you about it just because she didn't know your family well enough and didn't want to go to this party. How do you react?
Damn.
That's a deal breaker. That's a straight up lie for no reason. I mean, you could be honest about that kind of thing. I think that's a deal breaker.
What, does that happen to you or?
No, it didn't happen to me. I think that's pretty bad. You got lied to and then went on a vacation while you had to go visit your family because she refused or he refused. I think that's a deal breaker.
So a complete, you're splitting up with them, no conversation?
I mean, there might be a conversation, but I'm not sure I would hear the right thing.
So how many lies before the trust is completely broken?
I mean, I guess it depends on the lie.
I mean.
And that's a big one.
What about your lies? I mean, yours, you've been known to stretch the truth a few times.
Yeah, I guess, but.
Go ahead, Jess, tell everybody about your lies.
It's never been one where. I'm not going here. I'm staying home or working. instead going on a vacation. I've never done that.
That's the deal breaker. I would agree.
Okay.
But the conversation is going to happen first. We're going to have a conversation about this.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a chance to squirm out of something, but...
Is there an apology? Can
tears,
an apology?
Tears.
From you.
Well, me or her. It can work.
If she cries, you'll forgive her? Is that what you just said?
He's a softie.
Anything's possible.
He's a softie.
No,
sob for me.
I think that's a pretty big lie. I have a work emergency. Instead, I'm on a girls' weekend or boys' weekend, whatever.
Is she hot?
Well, that's always a question. Is she, what if she's hot and she's crying? A hot sobber.
Hot sob, sobbing liar.
Yeah.
She's just going to eventually break your heart anyway, so I'm going to say deal breaker.
What if you get to use it the...
Why am I the only one on trial here?
No, I'm asking a question. No, I agree with you.
Is it getting a little hot in here, Jess? You got to turn the temperature down?
What were you going to say, Shay?
What if the reconciliation here is that you get to duck out of one of her events? You don't want to go do some garbage she wants to do. Whatever it is,
normally
and you get to duck out.
That would be a good negotiation if it was just if she had come to me and say, I really don't want to go. If she had been honest in the first place, I'll do that trade-off all day long.
Yes.
You don't go to mine, I don't go to yours. But to lie about it.
Will you question what she do? What she did on the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Did you question that?
Yeah, if you're telling me she's hot, now I got to worry about where, you know.
Yeah. See, that's a deal breaker. Absolutely. And she's hot. Yes. That's the other thing.
What? Jesse, are you dating, like, ugly women so you don't have to worry about what they're doing when they're away from you?
Ain't nobody go, whoa, huh? I ain't worried.
I'm concerned. I mean, look at me. If she's hot, she's dealing with someone more hotter than me. And so I don't know what's going on. If she was honest and said, I'm going on a girls' weekend, I wouldn't be worried. But the fact that she didn't tell me, then I'm worried.
Yes.
I should be worried either way.
Yes.
Because more than likely, she's out of my class.
Yeah. So you date someone hot, she lies to you, and she could be, you know, laying with somebody that's a lot hotter, and now you're really concerned. She lied, and she's with someone else.
Right. I can't forgive her because it's just going to happen again.
A rendezvous with Bagel Boy.
That's exactly right.
Right. That's exactly.
You don't want that.
No.
You don't want that. So it is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
It's a conversation. But if you want to get back at her, it's like, okay, if you got something special going on, guess what? I'm not going either.
Right. At the very least, that. Yeah.
I like it. All right, Shay.
Do you want her to go to these things? Like, is it bad if she comes to you and goes, I don't want to go see your family?
It's okay. You can understand why, but I would want her to go because you kind of need a little partner, whatever you want to call it. When you see family.
Buffer.
Yeah, something. Buffer. Mm-hmm. Someone to turn to and make fun of your family with. You know, I mean, yeah. That's what happens with me, at least.
Jesse's just making fun of everybody.
Yeah, I totally understand it. But don't lie. If you don't want to go, I can't force you.
Exactly.
It'd be nice for you to go.
Right.
I'd try to guilt you into it. But if you don't want to do it, what can you do, Jess?
And if you're honest and don't go, at least you've bagged something for later that you can use.
That's right. That's right. Because you're all about negotiation.
You got to get something out of this deal.
Or spite. All right, Shay.
All right, this is absolutely going to be a deal breaker. There's no question about it. I ripped this one from the headlines. I want to know what you would do if you were in this situation. Your girlfriend is a social media influencer, and she undergoes a surgery to have a piece of her knee removed. She admits later in a social media post and a podcast interview that she secretly cooked the piece of her knee in a bolognese she served you both for dinner. What do you do when you get this information?
She's an ass.
Puke?
She's an ass.
I regurgitate it? That's just an awful thing to do.
You can't regurgitate it. This is weeks
now.
No,
I hear you. It's just an awful thing to do. I mean, I don't know if I break up with her, but I'm like grossed out by it. And
but is she hot, though?
That's Jay Moore's answer to everything.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Or her knee certainly isn't anymore.
Yeah. Does she walk with a limp?
I don't think I want to be with someone that's eating her own knee and serving it to me. So, no, that's a deal breaker.
Does she walk with a limp now that the chunk of the knee's out?
I think it was like a cartilage drain thing. They just took a little bit out. Like, it's not a big deal. But the story here, Spanish social media influencer Paula Gonu has claimed that following surgery on her knee, she served up a spaghetti bolognese for her and her partner using the discarded cartilage. That has to be, like, illegal, right?
And did she do this because she's an influencer and wanted to get attention? I assume that's why she did it.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't be dating her in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to be near someone that's putting themselves out there 24/7.
No needs to.
No knees too. I don't want it.
Now, if it's her elbow, I'm in.
That's the whole thing.
I don't want cartilage stew electric boogaloo in my bowl. I don't want that. That sounds nasty.
Yeah, very
All right,
nasty.
Now I'm reading more of this beyond the headline. He was like in on it. This is very, very weird.
This is just getting attention stuff.
Dating in 2023.
Now we've gone too far, though.
Dating in 2023 will be very difficult. If you date a social media influencer, you know that your life is on trial for 24/7.
Yeah, and everything's a spectacle.
Yes. You
know, or potential spectacle.
Don't want that. Don't want that.
Wow.
It becomes, Hoodie, like, I heard Carmen Yerk and Waddle and Sylvie talking about how when we're on the radio, like, eventually everything in you will come out onto the air. Like, all of your personal stuff, it will come out. That being the social media influencer and, like, the TikTok star is what we do turned to 11, where you start making up weird things about yourself to gain more attention, like Jesse said.
I suppose. I just think that from her standpoint, you know, her saying that, and the, you said the boyfriend's in on it. Okay, that's a weird one too. Okay,
yeah, these two are freaky.
You know, the thing about the thing I've always said about this, Jess, is like, there's weird couples everywhere, right?
Yeah,
like,
not that weird though.
The whole thing that I always think of is like, okay, so once you've done that, since now we've done this story, now you move on to the next thing. People forget about it. So whatever you do on social media, TikTok, whatever, it's just gone. You get the thousands or millions of followers, and then people are on to the next thing in 30 seconds. So what's the point?
What body part would you like to eat? Light them up.
I love the ear.
312. By the way, huge swing and a miss with the
Christmas
spaghetti.
Trees.
Spaghetti bolognese is a huge swing and a miss. They had to go with fettuccine Alfredo.
Aw.
With ACL sauce?
Oh, man.
So disgusting. And there's no reason for it. Because people forget about it tomorrow. Nasty.
I don't know. People have made millions being these influencers. So
I guess.
Maybe they know what they're doing and we don't.
I guess. Because we're sane. I'm going to eat my cartilage just for TikTok?
Your elbow's looking good right now.
Well, it's dark meat. It should. Coming up, deal breakers. Coming up with our second round of deal breakers on Captain J Hood.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
Deal Breakers with Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, you have a coworker who is a severe oversharer. They tell you every single detail of their personal life. They can take time away from you getting work done because they're telling you all about their latest sexual endeavor or breakup or whatever other thing is going on in their life.
Oh, Cap.
Yes. Now, Woody, this is not this job where you have to talk to each other, but this is a cubicle job where you're in an office and you're taking care of things. You're trying to be productive. Are you telling this person to put a sock in it or just put up with them sharing everything with you?
Well, it's not a deal breaker because I'm still here with Cap.
Right. There you go.
So, okay. I think that you can be able to say, okay, you know, I'm a little overwhelmed by your stories. Could you take it down a little bit? You can do that. But you can't avoid coworkers. You're going to see them in the hallway. Like as Shay said, a cubicle job. So you're going to see this person every day. And they're going to hit you with stuff that you don't want to hear. I deal with it every morning.
This reminds me of when Elaine had a secretary that would talk to Jerry on the phone for a long time before putting Elaine on. And it caused a whole ruckus. I don't think I could do the confrontation.
What show is that?
Seinfeld.
Oh, not familiar.
It gets south. It goes south.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. I just Seinfeld. I don't know.
I
know the show Martin.
Right.
I don't know Seinfeld.
Right, exactly. I don't think I could do the hey, pipe down, buddy. I don't want to hear it. I don't think I could do it.
Yes, so you could.
I'm stuck listening to the boring stories.
Yes, I would do it.
It's not even you. I feel like we've all worked with this guy at some point in our lives. Whatever. With the guy that comes in, my girl and I got in a real bad fight last night, and tells you every detail about the shouting match.
And so where do you jump in and say, I don't want to hear it?
At some point, you just, dude, we're not really friends. We just work together.
You don't say that.
Put a sock in it.
I don't think you'd have the cojones to say that.
If you hear somebody say, man, that's crazy, you know they ain't listening.
Right.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Jay Moore. You do that to me all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Wow.
That's a good segment. Like, what are the lines that you know the person... Dude, I don't know. You know, right. So if Cap's talking to me, I'm like, dude, I don't know.
I just didn't realize that Jay Moore does that to me all the time. Yeah. Man, that's crazy,
yeah,
dude.
That's crazy.
that's not right.
Man, I don't know. Like,
what'd you say?
Man, that's tripped out.
I can't give away all mine because my wife's listening, and she.
Oh, she is.
There's certain. No, she knows the one I use. You know what I use? Mm. That's interesting.
Oh, you've tuned
that
out.
A lot.
You're out.
That's interesting.
You've tuned out.
Do you say it just like that too? That same inflection, like you're talking to a child.
Well, no.
Oh, that's really cool.
Well, sort of. I guess I do. Meanwhile, I'm like watching Lance Lynn get pounded, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, honey.
Yes, Peacock does that to me. It's oh wow.
Oh wow.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that you know she doesn't give a damn what you're saying.
No, I think that Shay's right in which there's a way to be able to say that. I mean, you don't want to be a bad teammate, but at some point it's like it's counterproductive to hear a guy just rambling on about his stories and his life and there's no room for you.
I agree there's a way to say it. I just don't think I could. It's easy to say right here, but face to face with the guy, I can't say it to Zetterman like the way I want to.
Oh, jeez.
Danny, we're not really friends.
Oh, exactly. Boy.
Having said that, I went to see Danny's kid play baseball last weekend, so we are friends. Avery, good job, buddy.
Nice shine on that apple, by the way. Very nice. Very good. Very good. With the teacher.
Nice. Make sure
I'll make my rounds, though.
Make sure you wipe your nose, Jesse.
I'll go see Mason.
Uh-huh.
I'll make the rounds.
Right. Don't forget Mace. Right.
Braxty's a troublemaker.
Braxton's great, man. He's my favorite, actually.
Well, he's gonna be a fullback, that kid.
Braxton, man. I met him at the UIC game and against SIU. He gave me the strongest handshake already. Already with the strong handshake.
He's gonna run through a wall someday for a football coach.
All right, Shay.
All right, you're married without kids, but you do have dogs. Your wife tells you that she expects you to get her a Mother's Day gift because she's a dog mom. Are you getting her the gift?
First of all, you ask. Look at the music just tipped out. It's like, wait a minute. What? So you first ask, are you joking? Is it a joke? Is that a rib on you? Seriously.
And there are no kids. It's just the dog, right?
Yeah.
I would get the gift. I would get the gift.
No.
No?
It's a dog, Mom.
I know how I don't have a dog. I used to, you know, as a kid. I know how dog parents are. They, you know, I get it. Wow. But if you have a dog and a kid, you're not getting a gift for the dog part of your parenting.
Shay, does the guy give his wife a gift anyway? Sometimes, even if it's a non-holiday?
Like the Cap thing, the I love you present, where it's, I was thinking of you. So you bring her like a chocolate bar or something?
Yeah. Do you do that?
Yeah, I think we do that. But the mom Mother's Day gift, like the Mother's Day thing altogether is not really my bag. It's just one of those Hallmark deals. You got to show that you like, if you have a good relationship with your mother, tell her you love her all the time. Get her presents all the time.
Every
it doesn't
day
have
should
to just
be
the Mother's Day deal.
Yeah, every day should be Mother's Day, man.
All for right. Real. Which are the non-Hallmark holidays? You say that Mother's Day is a Hallmark holiday. Which
Thanksgiving's not a Hallmark holiday. There's right. Like
which ones are? I asked.
Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day,
and that other Sweetest one in October, right? Sweetest Day.
Is that's just like a here in Midwest thing, though, right? Yeah, but that's also fake.
Yeah,
I think a lot of these holidays, like Mother's Day, it's more about it. We all know weeks ahead of time we're getting together as a family. Like, there's only about 7-8 days a year that for sure happens, if your family's local especially, right? So
yes.
To me, that's what it's about. We know, hey, you're not making plans that day. It's Mother's Day. You're getting together as a family. So that's, to me, that's why you know the day that it's called. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
of course.
That's what it's about.
It's on the calendar too, by the way.
You know, it's less about gifts than it is about spending time.
So you're definitely giving the gift.
I'm giving the mother, the dog mother, a gift. If I know it's important to her.
Yes.
Like she feels like, you know, this is my child. Yeah, I will. Sure. Taking care of a puppy is like taking care of a kid. So, yeah, I'll get her a gift.
All right.
A card, something.
Just can't leave them at home by themselves when they're little.
The dogs?
Dog or the kid?
Kids.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Sometimes puppies, too.
So, you know what that means, Shay? Got to go to Walgreens.
Got to get the card. Or the card store.
Or CVS.
Yeah.
You got to go get one. There you go. There's a card. Is that all? Well, what else do you want? Your dog mom.
Oh, the gift is coming from Walgreens. There's no doubt about that.
You got to tear the tag off to make sure it's not Walgreens?
Tear the
price tag off?
I used to do that when my nephews were small. I'd just go to Walgreens, just rip it off, and they didn't know.
They still appreciate it.
Right.
They think that you went to a mall.
Exactly.
Big time
place.
Like
that makes a difference.
Yeah, it's the gift that counts.
Although the fact that you even go to a store is more effort than most of the time. Most do, right? You just order it online.
All right. That is our round of deal breakers for this Thursday edition here on ESPN 1000. In 2 minutes, we talk about the NFL. Will the NFL ever take too much? Also still to come, Giannis Antetokounmpo has gone off the deep end. What the hell? We talk about it in 2 minutes on Cap and J-Hood.